Well, the psalm for today. I had to reach all the way to Tuesday to get a verse, next Tuesday, because those psalm 78 goes on for 100 verses. Well, not quite that many, but forever. And there's not one thing that could lead us into worship in that psalm. Honest to goodness. And then I went further and I had to go clear to the end of Tuesday's verse. Because this is talking about the history of Israel. 78 gives a whole history, and the first part of 79 gives a whole history of what they went through and how rebellious they were toward God. And then finally, at the end of their rope, they'd call out to him, and he'd come through for them, and the next thing, they turned around, and they were rebellious and stubborn again. Sometimes we're that way too, aren't we? But God wants to get a hold of us. Yeah. So verse 13 of Psalm 79, after all this history and all this depressing stuff, the psalmist says, So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. And the message says, then we, your people, the ones who love you, love and care for, will thank you over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are and how praiseworthy you are. The New Living says, then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. The Passion, then we, your lovers, will forever thank you, praising your name from generation to generation. Do you love God? Do you know that he loves you? Amen. Yes, 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 he does. Therefore, we can praise him from generation to generation to generation. Let's stand and say it together. Then we, your people, the ones you love and care for, will thank you over and over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are, how praiseworthy you are. And that leads right into our first song. Amen.